This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Joy 94.9's Family Matters podcast, your light-hearted look at parenthood and rainbow families, sponsored by Berry Street. Did you know that Berry Street seeks members of our LGBTI communities to become foster carers? Not only do they have a proud tradition of training and embracing LGBTIQ carers, they officially support marriage equality. Learn more now at berrystreet.org.au, a proud Joy sponsor for over 5 years.
You gotta see the baby. When are you gonna see the baby?
Welcome to Family Matters. I'm so excited about tonight's episode because our very lovely producer is back on air. Welcome back, Gina.
Oh, thanks, mate. You are excited. I had to just turn down the volume.
I know. I was like, cheat. You know why?
Okay. I do apologise. However, and I'm joined by award nominee, Ally of the Year at the Globe Awards, Bechdel. My good friend, how are you?
I'm good.
It's like the Golden
Globes.
That's
the nicest you've ever been to me.
Oh, Beck, you know how much I love you.
Sometimes.
Now, Becky, you get into speech ready because Meryl Streep, Golden Globes, had an amazing speech about Trump, and there's lots of content for you to work on if you get up to accept the award.
Yeah, look, knowing me, I probably should write something because goodness knows what might happen.
Well, I've actually prepared your thank you speech.
Oh,
Beck.
Fantastic.
I'd just like to thank a few people in the audience, especially Dave, for being my rock next to me. This award goes out to you and you solely.
I think it'll be a version of that.
Okay, well, we have to rehash that one. Coming up on the show tonight, Gino. It's got some amazing guests in.
Amazing guests.
There's some familiar faces.
There's some familiar faces, a familiar voice we've had on before. From Gay, That's Okay. Sure is okay. It's better than okay. We've got Charles Beaton. Welcome, Charles.
Hi, how are you?
We'll get the microphone on a little bit later. And we've also got Nicole Lard, who is a mum, lesbian mum of 4 kids. She'll be joining us as well.
She's probably lucky she's still awake.
I'm surprised we got her out.
I reckon our audience are thinking, what are these 3 people on?
We're on excitement. This is what happened. We made Dave's panel stand up straight. We made him be quiet for an hour.
So I've just got so much energy. If you've got any questions, 0427-JOY949, or you can email us on air at joy.org.au. And if you want to listen more of our award nominee, Bechdel, you can go on the podcast, joy.org.au, or you can search on iTunes.
And very soon, that podcast, that episode you two had last week with Joe Hurst, an amazing episode, and it's been a controversial week in that space because of a news broadcast that shall not be named. We really want everyone to listen to that podcast because, you know, Joe and the guests from the ANSPAF conference.
And Gina, we're not silly. We know that you sent Joe to keep an eye on us while you were sick. Oh, Joe's coming on. Me and Dave are like, we're getting checked up on.
Beck, I told you not to confront Gina on air about
that. So moving right along, we've got a bit of Tay Tay.
Oh, yeah. You're listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9. It is Family Matters, 8 o'clock on Thursday, my favourite hour of the week.
Can I just say I was just reminded as to why Joe Hurst was invited back onto the show as you two just...
Sometimes we have to have little fights.
Yeah, okay. I've had two long macchiatos and a can of energy drink today, so I'm buzzing. I'm ready to go.
But you know what? This show is a family, Gina, and that's why sometimes Dave and I fight just to test out your parenting skills.
Well, clearly they're not very good at the moment.
That's right.
I can't put you in the corner tomorrow.
Well, if you want to put faces to our voices, you can go on our social medias. Twitter is Family Matters 94, and our Facebook, or the book, is facebook.com/Family Matters on Joy. You can see the lovely faces of us and our guests, and also in an event that is coming up this weekend that we have promoted on our social medias, and it leads into our lovely guests that we have tonight.
We do.
What an amazing segue, Dave. Best segue of the year. Our special guests tonight are Charles Beaton, a good friend of our show, and also Nicole Lord, who will be a friend of our show after tonight. We're pretty good like that, Nicole. There's lots of fascinating things that we're going to learn about Charles and Nicole, but I'm going to start at the top with the Darabin Family Fair Day, which you guys are organising and is coming up. Let's start with that. Tell us what the day is, first of all.
So it's actually the Family Fun Day.
Yeah,
what did I
fair
say?
Fun, same thing.
Well, it's going to be fair.
It's very
isn't
fair.
It?
It's going to be really fair. So The Darabin Family Fun Day came about with a group of parents, a group of primary school parents who felt like, I guess they felt a little bit lost in terms of how they could support the LGBTI community and around this horrible time of this vote. So one of the things we decided to do was run a community event in support of rainbow families in the LGBTI community. And we decided to do it about 3 weeks ago. So it's come together really quickly. But essentially the day is a day where we want people to come together and have fun and forget, you know, some of the horrible stuff that's going on at the moment with the marriage equality vote. So, yeah, it's a day of fun. But it is, there's a, you know, the serious side is that it's done in support of rainbow families in the LGBTI community who we know are struggling at the moment. And we want to show them that they're not alone.
For people that don't know you, Charles, what has been your personal motivation to be involved in an event like this?
Yeah, my personal motivation is my twin brother who came out at the age of 27, hid his sexuality from everyone, including myself, over that time and went through some horrible struggles, some mental health, suicide, you name it. So I guess my my key thing here is I don't want anyone to grow up thinking it's not okay to be themselves, and I know the dire consequences of growing up and feeling that you don't belong in this world. So I'm really motivated to make sure that no one has to go through what he has, and I know people still are, and I know we've got a long way to go, but events like this will go a long way to helping that.
Now, Nicole, you have the best hair in the world, which we're going to put a photo up of because your rainbow hair is beautiful. But you've got that rainbow hair because you're part of a rainbow family. Tell us, what are things like at the moment for families like yours?
Surprisingly, it's quite distressing. We've been writing this out for many, many years, and for this to come back out again and to hit the community, it's really felt different this time. It's really emotional this time. And the only thing that's really holding that all together for people like our family is the support of our community and people like Charles and the other groups of families that are just getting together to pull this fun day together. And just that community spirit and the encouragement and them all talking about, yes, our bubble's quite inclusive. And we just sort of are insular in that and having to sort of step out and really promote ourselves, talking, pleading people to vote yes and being undignified in that approach sometimes, it seems pretty overwhelming. And, you know, we're all done. This has got to be the last time that we have to step out like this to really get this over the line.
Nicole, can I ask, there are 4 kids in your care, but what are the age ranges? Because I had a conversation, 2 nights ago with my niece and nephew, very different conversation with the 14-year-old compared with the 8-year-old.
Yeah, I've got a 15-year-old, an 11-year-old, an 8-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Wow, so yeah.
Yeah, the 4-year-old's all really excited about the yes posters everywhere.
Yes, colour and movement.
Rainbows,
and,
yeah.
The 8-year-old is like, do we really have to go to another protest march? I'm like, I promise this will be the last one. And she's like, yeah, better be. The 11-year-old boy is like, man, I'm sick of rainbows. I'm like, but it's okay because the fun day's got jumping castles and, and he's picked this huge one that's an awesome activity centre. So, and the football, so he's pretty keen. And the 15-year-old's been motivated and working on a piece herself of writing on why it's important for her. So we're united in that, but we're really feeling it.
Yeah.
Just quickly, what's on that piece of paper that your 15-year-old's writing down?
Why it's important to her and what she needs and why our family needs marriage equality.
You haven't seen it, have you,
Mum? We haven't seen it, and she's been working away on it, and teachers have seen it, and there's a editing task to try and chop some words down for something. And, it makes us a little bit nervous, but so proud and so happy that that's something that she's also feeling moved to do.
Well, there's a massive event coming up this weekend. We'll talk more. We do have Charles Beaton and Nicole Lard, our guests tonight. You're listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9. It is Family Matters on Joy 94.9. There is a massive event coming up this weekend. This Sunday, it is the Darabin Family Fun Day, Beck. It's the Fun Day. If you've got any questions for our lovely guests, it is 0427JOY949, or you can email us on air at joy.org.au.
AU. Now, Charles and Nicole, you're both parents. Nicole, obviously, you're a lesbian mum. Might be obvious, I don't know. And Charles, you're a straight dad. But I think both of you as parents probably have a shared experience about wanting to protect your kids at the moment and protect them from what's going on. How is that from both of your perspectives?
Yeah, it's felt really hard to try and fight this without actually outing our kids as being in rainbow families and talking to principals of different schools and asking them to put things in newsletters, but not doing anything that's actually going to draw attention to the actual kids themselves so that they can just kick on with their mates and have a normal life that they are used to having, where no one actually pays a second, you know, glance at them. And, you know, we're surrounded by amazing friends and family. So we usually don't have a problem, and you don't want to put them out in that spotlight. And I've had to do that. I've written some public pieces, and you feel very, very vulnerable that you're putting yourself out there and your family out there for the sake of this. But it's important for those kids to be themselves as they grow up, and for other generations. I think that's why we're here, for the kids.
Yeah, and I think my experience is a lot different, but my eldest is almost six, and I've spoken to a few people over the last few weeks, and I feel like we're running out of time because she believes that her gay uncle can get married, and she openly talks about that. But
she wants to be a flower girl.
Yep, she definitely wants to be a flower girl. You know, and she thinks he can get married, but we're running out of time before she understands that he can't get married, and I don't want her to know about that, you know, right now. This needs to happen, and I think I've heard Nicole say it, and I've heard a few other rainbow families say it, is that they can't go through this again, and I don't want to go through this again because I don't want my kids to actually know that this was actually a thing. You know, they'll learn about it later in life, but I don't want them to know any different.
Now, Nicole, you've got slightly older kids that might understand the whole situation a little bit better. Do you preempt some of the negative stuff that may happen, or it is happening, but for them to come across, do you preempt that?
Yeah, absolutely. We've had to soften that blow and have a discussion of that they will hear and see things, and we try to protect them as much as we can, just so that we're not exposing them. There's no media, there's no AM radio, we're just shutting down to make sure we're protected.
Just put Joy on.
Yeah.
Absolutely. See, that's what you need to do. You need to make sure you're protecting the kids. So, and those conversations with each kid have been different.
How are you taking care of yourself? I actually ran into a rainbow parent in the street this morning, and I think just because we know what's going on, we hugged longer than we probably should, but we just couldn't help it. We're just kind of, I'm hugging him because I know what he's going through and he's a public face. And, you know, he was sort of saying, oh, just some of the parents are having to get together to have a drink, just be with each other. But what are you and your partner doing in the space to take care of yourselves? Because you're protecting your kids, but that must be a weight, such a weight on your shoulders.
Yeah, it is. And I don't know. I think there are lots of hugs. There's hugs, lots of hugs in our family. There's definitely hugs with our allies, and there's hugs with other people that we know. My workplace, there's a lot of other things going on in that, but my team is awesome. There's been rainbow roses delivered to me and rainbow cakes baked and things like that, and it doesn't get better than that to feel that support. There's a pile of yes posters in my office, and they've just been shrinking slowly over a period of time, and people have just taken them and putting them up. So that makes you feel good. It's about this fun day, I think, is a really good distraction because it's about a positive thing and bringing that out of it. Some great conversations with my religious sister, who's the biggest supporter ever and ally, and who's out there fighting the fight against every you know, Christian that wants to put something horrid on Facebook. So that's been a really, really big part of it. You know, and Tony Abbott's sister Christine could be jealous, I think, because that's what an ally does. Awesome. Yeah, so, and just, the fun day's been great. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll probably break down next week when there's no distractions. yeah, and I think just keeping that little momentum over and keeping our bubble as tight as we can to making sure we're surrounded by love.
I think that's really interesting because sometimes I think as people, and Charles, you probably agree with this, as people who are allowed to get married, I sometimes feel really guilty and I think, oh, look, it probably doesn't matter what I do. But what I understand from talking to so many people in the LGBTI community is that that support from allies is invaluable to you guys, and it's really important that you have that around you.
It is really important, but I wouldn't want anybody to feel guilty. Like I love celebrating the love of anybody. So, and I have had people say that, I'm not going to get married until you can. And that's just silly because I want the best for anybody. And I understand that people come up, they grow up, they have their own learnings and understanding. So those people who are still sitting on the no, I get that too. There's fear there. It's only everything that they've learned and been brought up about. So I wouldn't want anybody to be feeling like that. And I take as much pleasure in going to somebody's wedding and enjoying that. And at the moment, you know, we couldn't even afford the wedding that everybody expects we're going to have.
Pressure.
It's as big as this fun day. There's at like, 700 registered as interested and 400 coming. So we can't afford that. but it feels good.
There's plenty of people that will submit a yes vote in the next sort of couple of weeks. But how important is it to have people that are more than just a yes voter and people that are out there and advocating as allies such as Charles to you?
It's phenomenal. And the best thing that's happened really is meeting Charles through this. I don't know if I've said that enough to you. Because it's the allies that are going to get us through this. So I can vote. All my friends will vote. Some family, you know, you got those over the line, but it's the message that they're spending their time and going out of their way to talk to everybody that they know and spreading that like a really bad chain letter to get people interested. Because if I keep asking, it's the same thing. I'm beating my own drum. But other people asking and pleading, then people will start to realise actually it's bigger than same-sex marriage. It's not about the actual individual couple. This is way bigger. Mm. It's about love, it's about commitment, and it means more than just that marriage.
Do you feel the drum beating is finally getting louder and sounding better this year? Are you hopeful? Like, is it the first time in your life that you think marriage equality is just purely around the corner?
Oh, big question. Probably up until like last week, I thought this was looking a bit like Brexit. Mm. There's still a lot of places in Victoria and New South Wales, Queensland and all of Australia that we underestimate that no vote or just the people who actually don't care. They think it doesn't affect them. And that's the most important vote that's out there of people who actually know nobody, don't care about it. It's about getting them to say yes because they don't care. So a yes is okay. It doesn't actually affect them. I'm a little bit more confident, but I'm too scared to say that, that I trust it yet.
And I think there is a real kind of concern, and it is that Brexit, you know, Trump kind of phenomenon around the non-compulsory, firstly non-compulsory things, and secondly apathy.
Yeah.
And I think also there's some people have a thought process of, oh, it's all going to go through anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yep.
And I think those to me are the really concerning areas
the
that
fatigue.
We need to look at.
Yeah,
because I think some of the no people, you're never going to change their mind. Yeah. But I think it's those people in the middle, like you were saying, you kind of almost have to convince them that it doesn't matter. So just do it. You know, it doesn't matter to them.
Yeah.
I think the argument's really the most strongest to the people that are over 60 years old, that I know they're from the different generation and gay marriage not important to them. But they've got, I'm sure they've got great grandchildren. They've got grandchildren that, you know, might be very young, and we have no idea what they're, how they're going to grow up and what they're going to, who they're going to fall in love with. So voting yes just covers all bases, I think. That's my view.
There you go.
It's logical.
Well, Dave's fixed it now, so that's good.
So anybody over 60 listening to Family Matters, switch your vote to yes.
Nicole, what do you, a lot of the things I hear coming out of the no kind of camp is, oh, well, why do they need to get married? They can be together anyway. What do you say to people like that?
I've been with my partner, Bethia, for 19 and a half years. Yeah, we can be together anyway. But if something happens to me on the way home, she can't sign off on that life, you know, saving operation. if something worse happens on the way home, it's not an automatic acknowledgement on death certificates and things like that. There's no automatic rights to people's super. You've got to register that. And there's a lot of places that you have to re-register and everything. But it's about all of those legal things. But it's more than that. It's the acknowledgement, actually, that these two people have been together. And marriage is marriage. I mean, we've had a commitment ceremony, you know, over 13 years ago in, you know, with the select friends, just a bit of a surprise bash. But it doesn't mean the same. We might feel the same, but it's not a – that little bit of paper changes all that legal stuff. Mm. But it sends a message out to other people that we're not different. Mm. We deserve the same. We're actually equal. And that kid sitting at home on the bed trying to work out who they are, there's no other thing for them to think about. It's actually, am I or am I not? Mm. It's not, oh, shit, am I? Because the world hates me and the world doesn't respect that and there's something wrong with that. It's actually about, well, am I? And then that's an easier question. Mm. And the parents and the other family members, again, it's okay to allow, you know, to feel okay about their child being gay. They don't have to hide or be, you know, fearful that the neighbours next door will think that's a bit weird or strange.
Because I think that one tiny piece of legislation is such a visual act of discrimination. Like, it really is just saying you are so separated from everyone else by this one thing that everyone else can do. I think it's a almost a small thing that has terrifying power.
Can I tell you what? When you're at a wedding, and I love going to friends' weddings. I love them because they're usually ethnic, lots of drink, lots of dance, lots of food, lots of love.
Your people do a good wedding.
We do a bloody good wedding. But the moment that line is read in the church, and I know I'm expecting it. I know it's going to happen. I know it's got nothing to do with the couple there. But I'm sick and tired of my friends and sometimes family kind of turning to me in that sympathetic nod. It's like, enough. We all know it's there and it has to be said, but I don't want people to pity the fact that that even has to be said, because it is that obvious line of discrimination, slapping us over the head before we go for a good dance. It's just,
There's so many LGBTI events that just do things so much better. Can you imagine how they're going to do the weddings?
Oh, I can't wait.
Lord. Oh, my God. I tell you right now. We're going to speak more about that in a sec. You're listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9. Family Matters on Joy 94.9. I'm really getting excited tonight, aren't I, Beck?
I know. I have to keep turning down the volume every time you introduce the show.
Yeah, that's why I was pressing the wrong button.
Blame me. Beck and I and a few others and plenty of others spent a weekend down in Hamilton a couple months ago that Gay That's Okay helped run and organise. Fantastic weekend. Charles, you want to tell us a little bit more? Just tell us a little bit about the event, then also the what I want to know most is the feedback from the town and the football clubs and the organisations that were involved. The aftermath.
Yeah, so the event centred around Hamilton and South Warrnambool in the Hampton League playing in rainbow jumpers in support of the LGBTI community. It was followed by a VFL women's game, the Darebin Falcons and Melbourne University. So it was a double header, a massive blockbuster. In fact, I think the games were actually the other way around, but not to worry. It was just a superb day for Hamilton as a town to show that they are actually a progressive community and an inclusive community and will accept people for who they are. That's why we ran the day, is we wanted to show people in the country that it is actually okay to be yourself. So my twin brother, when he was 15, there was no way he was coming out in and around Hamilton because he didn't know anyone who was gay. He'd never heard any stories about people who were gay. So we told lots of stories. We had a lunch where we had a number of good speakers tell their stories, some really sad stories. So it was about awareness, really, to make sure that, you know, the young people struggling in and around Hamilton know that it's okay to be themselves. So the day itself was amazing. The games of footy were blockbusters. The vibe was just unbelievable. I remember when I arrived in Hamilton on the Friday, you know, I started talking to people down the street that I didn't know because we all had sort of rainbow gear on, and it created this unbelievable community of people who banded together, you know, for the one cause, and that cause was was all about acceptance and inclusion. And I think the Hamilton community made, they showed the rest of Australia, in particular regional Australia, that it can happen.
Well, I think it was so important because Hamilton's, you know, a pretty conservative town. Mm. And I know I got lent to the local radio station on the Friday and got to talk to so many local people on air that day. Mm. And what really struck me was there was this overwhelming positivity and support, which I think what the game did and the weekend did was almost gave people permission to say things like that. It was like people were like, oh, I am actually okay with this, but I've never felt comfortable saying it before.
Yeah, absolutely. It gave everyone that license to actually talk about issues that they didn't feel comfortable about in the past.
Yep.
And a good example of that was 2 weeks after our game, I heard, about a month after the game, I heard from a dad who a couple of weeks after our game had, you know, asked his son whether he was okay because he'd been in a deep, dark depression for a number of years. And his son came out to him, you know, and said, I'm not gay, I'm a trans woman. Mm. You know, and this is in Hamilton. And the dad had plucked up the courage to ask this question, which I'm sure he just wouldn't have normally asked because he didn't know how to approach it. And so he'd heard stories and he'd heard of the trans woman, Catherine, who had spoken at our game. And he said, enough is enough. I need to ask the question, you know, the hard question. And that is actually has been a life-changing question because May, who's 17 years old, is now back at school, is going along much better. You know, she's in the right hands and she's getting the right care and she's around the right people. That's a life-changing conversation. So that one, you know, outcome of our game has made it absolutely worthwhile. Mm.
These stories must make you feel very satisfied for running events like the Hamilton football game and also the one that's upcoming. Mm. It must be massive motivation that even though if it changes just one life, that's a massive success, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Like, you know, I'm actually in a privileged position that I can actually feel like I'm doing something that is actually making a difference, which is pretty amazing, you know, and I've met some amazing people along the way. But, you know, a lot of those people are very hurt and damaged people. So, you know, it's the least anyone can do in my position, I think, who, you know, comparatively has had an easy life.
Now we are talking to Charles Beaton and Nicole Lord, who aside as well as a whole number of other things, are organising the Darabin Family Fun Day to, I guess, support and involve rainbow families. We've had a message from someone saying, what kind of activities will there want to be? So we're obviously not talking enough about the actual day. Yeah. So please,
Great question, Megan. Overwhelm
us with excitement at what we can see.
We got a hint of a jumping castle.
Oh, yeah, there's a huge... So helped. Nicole has organised... not one, two, but I think three jumping castles.
Wow. Jeez, don't give Nicole a chance. Yeah,
of varying degrees of difficulty.
Wow. Now, if you've got... Now, this is a question I've got. If there's fairy floss, I'm in.
Yeah, there's fairy floss.
There's fairy floss.
Oh, there's fairy floss.
Fairy floss, popcorn, face painting, heaps of face paintings. There'll be face painters
everywhere. Is it
rainbow
popcorn? You know how you can get rainbow popcorn?
There'll be rainbow popcorn.
I reckon there's a thought in Charles.
We're going to call it. the popcorn guy's listening going, oh, God. What? There is, I think, one of the biggest draw cards of the day is we've got a footy clinic.
Oh, well, Dave and I are in.
At 1 p.m.
Who can we see at the footy clinic?
So you can see... The greatest women's footballer of this era, Daisy Pierce.
Oh, hashtag Daisy, hashtag love.
Yeah, which is amazing. She has volunteered to come out. So she is going to be running a clinic with another amazing ally, Ben Brown from North Melbourne.
Best hair in the AFL.
Best hair. And, you know, this is a guy that just wants to come and do something for the LGBTI community. So what a leader in our community. And those two guys are, you know, they're going to run a clinic and I think they're going to have a lot of kids.
Mm. Ben Brown's kicking goals on the ground and off the field as well.
No, Dave, please stop. We've got messages coming in everywhere.
I know.
Caitlin said, can straight people go? Sounds ace.
Yeah, definitely. This event is for everyone. Anyone and everyone, you know, while it's in support of rainbow families and the LGBTI community, we want everyone to come. And I think straight allies are really important. They need to come and show their support. If you're wondering, if you're out there wondering how you can support your friends or your family, this is the day to come.
And I imagine it's important just to have the straight allies there to be showing support and, you know, getting involved and being part of it and making it a great day for the Rainbow families too.
Yeah, that's what's going to make it special, actually seeing how many allies are down there on the Oval, surrounded by all the rainbows and everything. And it just is just another day, a fair day, fun day.
Fair, fun day.
Yeah, fair so Sydney, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah. We're not Sydney. We have Rainbow Fairy Floss, someone's asking about.
Rainbow Fairy Floss.
Look, why not? Let's make it happen.
Yep.
We've also had someone asking, is it a fundraiser? So is there a cost? What's the run of the day in that sense?
So the majority of the activities are free, but we have put some gold coin on fairy floss and popcorn and things like that just to make sure that, you know, that's not getting tossed about and wasted. And we'll look to some local support groups that actually support our LGBTQI communities, such as Minus 18 and Switchboard and Rainbows Family Victoria. If we cover all our costs, we can donate.
You'll be looking to support them. That's fabulous.
Yeah. Do you need helpers on the day? I assume there's going to be a ton of volunteers needed or already ready to help out.
There's been a phenomenal call out and people have responded from the community, filling time slots for popping popcorn through to, you know, doing the craft stalls and things like that. So it's been a great response from our local community. And
amazing.
Fairy
floss is hard to make and it really, that sponge sugar really kind of,
Are you volunteering?
Look, I can. I'll take one for the team.
I tell you, Gina is at every event helping out and volunteering over the last 12 months. Have we spoke about where it is and what time?
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know where to go.
So it's down at the, for all those footy followers, it's down at the Darabin Falcons home ground.
Go Falcons.
AH Cap Reserve on Hamlin Crescent in Preston from 11 until 3 o'clock. And just touching back on the organisation quickly, I think it's important to note that the day has actually been funded by our local council.
Wow.
The Darabin Council, who understand that part of their job is looking after the wellbeing of their residents. So just super amazing work by Darabin and the Mayor Kim, who are one of the greatest allies, I think, of the LGBTI community right now and kicking huge goals.
Well, the event's definitely on our Facebook page. In fact, not just the details, but the event itself, so you can register your interest so that you guys can get an idea of numbers. I feel it's going to be big.
I think get there early because it's very complicated to park there sometimes.
Oh, good to know. The tips.
Catch the local public transport and walk down.
Yep.
Parking will be, not very easy to get there. And especially we've got 6 food trucks, coffee.
Oh.
Blackfellas for marriage equality. We've got laughter club and silent discos and things like that. And West Side
Circus.
Taught
you all about.
Yeah, that's right. I can explain it after the break if you want. Let's talk more about this Family Fun Day coming up this Sunday. You are listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9.
There's more from the Family Matters team in just a moment on Joy 94.9.
Family Matters on Joy 94.9. Charles Beaton has he was a bit sick of my enthusiasm, so he's ran out the door. But we do thank him.
He told me he had to go and get the rainbow popcorn.
Oh, yeah,
I know, and the fairy floss.
Yep. We thank Charles for coming on. He's been a massive advocate in this space. He's been very good with the running of the Hamilton football game and also the event coming up at Darabin. Where is it?
Home ground
of the Darabin Falcons. Love the Falcons.
Go Falcons.
Hashtag join the flight.
But Nicole, I love that you've stuck around and joined the family.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Thanks for having me.
Is this to avoid going home to all your kids?
No, absolutely not.
Beck?
Mum's very busy on the radio tonight.
No. Well, one will be up. Actually, one probably has talked his way up to staying up and listening, and the youngest
hello to
two
you.
Probably.
Hi, kids.
Hello.
Hi,
kids. I can hear him say hello.
And are they going to get pocket money for Fair Day or are they working?
Oh, they'll be playing hard, I think. These activities that are on, they'll, just be enjoying the day.
I think that's great. And it's a good weather day. This is what I love. How bad has the weather been?
I know.
All of a sudden, Sunday, between the hours of 11 and 3, which is when this is on, it's actually going to be one of the best weather days we've had for 3 months.
But I'd like there to be a big rainbow.
Oh, yes. We'll do our best.
Yes.
We'll put the popcorn in the river and see if we can just make it
so
look
for the event, Nicole, just a good opportunity to talk to other people, start conversations, see what everybody else is thinking with this equality debate.
Well, we definitely don't want it to be political or even to have that as really part of the agenda. It's really about getting around the local community, making sure people know that the support's there, the, and just the display of rainbows as you walk through this office, it just feels good. So, yeah, going down the oval and having all those rainbows everywhere will just help people feel, you know, more relaxed in their home environments.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And speaking to other people in our lovely rainbow family, now, you're a regular reader of this particular magazine, which we won't mention, but it's, I don't know.
Let's just say there is a magazine that you can win lots of prizes, do a bit of Sudoku, learn how to cook and lose weight.
Oh, there's only one magazine that offers all that.
It's the opposite of Give 10.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Harvard.
Yeah. Now, today in this magazine, I usually read personal stories, not that I usually, you know, someone might have met an alien and decides to
I was going
to
say, often they are about marrying ghosts.
They are marrying ghosts or, you know, a ghost left with my
That's a different kind of marriage equality, isn't it, really?
But this one's our lovely Rodney Chang in it.
There is the coolest full-page spread. Well, you know, double-page spread.
Actually, it's got two of our families. It's got the Chang Cruz family, who we know well, Rodney and Jeff, and also the Nichols Tomlins family, Sarah and Jack. So
there you go.
We are basically famous by association.
And can I just say one thing? We are often seeing our parents, like you, Nicole, like Rodney, on the front line telling their stories, but these stories are written by the kids themselves. Yeah. So the story from is written by Ethan, who is 10. My favourite line of Ethan's story, this article is the kid saying, can you just let our parents get married? Like, enough already. And that's the tone of these great little stories. But Ethan has the killer line of, I'm only young, but I just don't understand why they can't have a nice wedding where I could be like the page boy or even the best man. So cute.
I also enjoyed Ethan when he said, we also have our dog Oscar who we rescued from the pound. I think he'd enjoy the big day too.
I love Jacob. They can't go overseas to get married like other gay couples do because my nana is too old to get on a plane. I love these rainbow kids.
Well, even Scout, who's Jax's kid, is, you know, some people are gay and some people are straight. Just like some people have blonde hair and some have brown hair. And you know what? When I go to my hairdresser, I can have any colour hair I want.
But you know what?
Good on you, Scout.
We've often said this on this show and we've had our good friend Maud, our child expert, on a number of times.
Silent discos.
Maud did teach us about silent discos. But
beating plebiscites.
Yeah, Maud knew more about the plebiscite than we did. But what I think is these kids have such innocent takes on it and the way they do it is so powerful.
Just makes sense. Oh, yeah, I know.
Do you find that with kids, Nicole, too, your kids or other kids, that they really have a good take on all of this?
Yeah, the best story I heard was last week when a lady at work came to me and said her young boy, who's 5, had come home and said, Mum, they're going to change the laws so the two boys can get married. And she was like, yeah, hun, that's going to be good, isn't it? And then her daughter, who's a couple of years younger, goes, that's not fair. When are two women going to be able to get married? straight up they were like, yep. They want to marry their best friends. So,
brilliant.
We usually grow out of that. But, the kids are onto this. They think it's good news.
And those kids wanted equality within their equality.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is good.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. And today, you know, this trashy mag, I love this article because the kids just say it like it is, and this is reaching an audience that I never would have expected to see this. The sort of, you know, Australian story had a brilliant foster dad story. I think it was John and Dennis with their 3 teenage girls telling their story in a real positive story that we're not seeing on free-to-air. You know, we need these positive stories, like the positive story that came out of Hamilton, to start these conversations in families for people to see. You know, New York Times today is talking about us, you know, gay parents becoming activists in Australia around this marriage debate. We don't want to be activists, but we've got some amazing accidental activists. And one of my favourite posts was one, you know, as we mentioned, Rodney and Jeff and their beautiful son, Ethan, they had this gorgeous Facebook post just kind of summing this up, and they've done it so well. I think you've got it there, Beck.
I'm going to read it. I don't know that I'm going to do it justice, but hopefully their words crack through. Dear Australian community, our family would like to reach out to you with a heartfelt plea. Like many of you, we love living in our part of Australia. Ours is Richmond, Victoria. It is a multicultural, vibrant community of young and old. It provides us with a sense of community and belonging. We have lived here for decades. We live here with our 10-year-old son, Ethan. He was born in the USA via surrogacy and is the love of our lives. As a couple, Jeff and I have been together 17 years, and soon in October we will celebrate the start of our 18th year together. In 2013, we travelled with our son to California to get married. We wanted so much for him to be part of the ceremony. It was a very special time, marred only by the fact that none of our family could attend. We are both hardworking people who have worked our entire life. We have happily paid our taxes, knowing that they benefit the whole of society. We know that some of that money goes to help those less privileged than us, and that is what makes us feel proud to be part of the community, working together to look after each other. We are your neighbours and we are also your friends. We have done school runs together and taken in each other's garbage bins. We have waved hello in the street. And for those who we don't know personally, we are still your friends. Perhaps we just haven't met yet. Jeff and I didn't want to have to write this letter. We didn't want to have to make this plea, but we need your help. We need your help in the upcoming postal survey on marriage equality. Of course, no one wants to be bombarded with pleas for a vote. We should have this decided by the people we collectively vote to Parliament. But here we are. And this family, these members of your community, need your support more than ever. Today it is LGBTI people who are being targeted by discrimination, an attack on our right to equality in marriage. Tomorrow, who knows who they'll go after? Will it be our neighbours in the Vietnamese or Sudanese community? Will it be the Buddhists or Muslims who live down the end of our road? Will it be the elderly again? When one of us is not equal, then none of us are. Jeff, Ethan and I ask that you stand with us. When you receive your postal survey on marriage equality forms next week, please don't throw them away. Please take the time to consider that this community is made up of people from everywhere and some of them are gay, just like us. We all know that you can't control who you fall in love with, but you can vote yes in this survey and make the world a bit better for our son and his parents. Please vote yes. Please vote for love. Please vote for community. We are your friends and neighbours, Rodney, Jeff and Ethan.
From everyone from Family Matters and Joy 94.9, thank you so much, Rodney, Jeff and Ethan.
Mm.
What a lovely message. You're listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9.
The life issues that, well, matter. Family Matters on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9, and today was Are You Okay Day.
It was, which is such an important day. It's about encouraging conversations for people to ask their friends, colleagues, people in their school, are you okay, and start a conversation. I think even now at the moment within the LGBTI community, it's so important that we all keep asking, are you okay?
And Beck, you've been there for me in the last 12 months as well. Sometimes we need more than a conversation though, so you can contact Switchboard for peer counselling information and referrals by phone, 1-800-184-527, qlife.org.au, or you can call Lifeline 1-311-14.
And also there's, I'm loving small businesses that are getting out and helping our community at the moment. We have Melbourne Affordable Psychology, who are based in Ascot Vale. If you go onto their website, melbourneaffordablepsychology.com.au, they are offering up to 6 free sessions with their therapists from anyone in the LGBTQI community and allies that are experiencing psychological distress, from this vote. So if that's how you're feeling, get in touch.
melbourneaffordablepsychology.com.au/LGBTQIA. Thank you so much, Nicole, as well, for coming on. Looking forward to this Sunday, to the Family Fun Day.
Yeah, great. Hope you can all get along. And a big shout out to all those who have helped organise the event with us. It's been great community effort.
Yay.
And we're running out of so much time. Quickly, Beck.
I've written a poem. Woof, grass is green, bears are cute. We have to get out of the studio because they've given us the boot.
Oh, it's Family Matters. Good night. The Woods are up next.
You've been listening to Joy 94.9's Family Matters podcast, your light-hearted look at parenthood and rainbow families, sponsored by Berry Street. Did you know that Berry Street seeks members of our LGBTI communities to become foster carers? Not only do they have a proud tradition of training and embracing LGBTIQ carers, they officially support marriage equality. Learn more now at berrystreet.org.au. A proud Joy sponsor for over 5 years.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.